Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Kelly X. Thomas on Twitter at KD Pomp says this. Trade Hornquist. Won't be here for next year with salary. Trade him, Shiri, and Hunwick and get a fast goal-scoring center and a real puck-moving defenseman. Well, first of all, Shelley, you're not going to get all of that in return giving up those guys. Hornquist because he's on an expiring contract. Although I will say this about that, if I may. Hornquist is a guy who can help a lot of teams. But mostly he helps the Penguins because he offers something that they don't have. And that is a stick your nose in front of the goalie and take your beating kind of, and he's good at it. He gets under your skin. He gets in the net when he's there. He's an asset that I think the Penguins can't afford to give up. Although, because he is on an expiring contract, if there's a team, and I will use the same analogy like Phil Kessel, if there's a team that thinks Hornquist can put me over the top and I could raid them a little bit because of it, I would do that. But again, I like what he offers here. You know, I would worry about next year, and I think he is important for them if they're to make a deep playoff run again. But I understand the thought, and I could agree with it if the price was right and if it made sense for me, and I think that's what it is. As regarding goaltending situation, Dave29 on Twitter says, stay with a hot hand, Bob. You got to go with Jari. Shannon Nutt on Twitter says, Tristan isn't going to get them where they need to go, which is an interesting observation because from what I've seen so far, you know, Shannon, he was drafted as a franchise goalie, second-round pick. The highest pick of a goaltender since Marc-Andre Fleury went number one overall way back in the early 2000s. So Tristan Jarry was designed to be a franchise goaltender. Nice to have more of them, but if you don't think he can get them where they need to go, I don't know about that. I've been watching, and it's a short sample size, but boy, the guy has a lot of athleticism, technically sound. He moves side to side, pipe to pipe really well. I thought last night you showed that. It was unbelievable, his technique in goal. And he's also very athletic, which I like about him. So we'll see on that. I still believe that they're not going to do anything except keep both those guys and roll with them. They're young enough. They're affordable enough. They're good enough that you can be. And this is another reason why if you want to keep the core together, that's fine. Because you do have good goaltending, top-end playmakers. In the offseason, you will be losing – if you don't sign him back, Hornquist is a salary cap hit. And if they make another trade with somebody else, you can clear some space and maybe retool and add to the bottom six, whatever you want to do. But the question is, do you do it now or do you do it later? I still think they're good enough as comprised to get on a little bit of a roll here, get in the playoffs, and we'll see what happens after that. And quite frankly, if they don't win a cup, okay, good. It happens. They've won two in a row. Can you really expect realistically three in a row in this salary cap era? Hard to do.